You know, the vaccines must have really done a number on people's brains, because I have never witnessed people, Americans in particular, becoming dumber than they are right now. And let me give you a couple of examples of this so you know what I'm talking about. The Artemis II rocket mission that's supposed to be sending 4 astronauts for some reason around the moon and then back to Earth. This is being celebrated by a bunch of people who are just ecstatically screaming like little girls, "We're going back to the moon! We're going back to the moon!" Not exactly, because nobody's landing on the moon. It would be like if you took a walk behind the back alley of Walmart and then you announce, "I'm going back to Walmart." Yeah, you didn't go in Walmart. You know, you saw the dumpsters in the back and some pallets back there and some trash and a few homeless people and some drug addicts, maybe a couple of prostitutes, and I don't know, Lindsey Graham back there with a children's magic wand or something, but you didn't go back to Walmart. You went around Walmart. So, you know, flying behind the moon is not going back to the moon. And you know why we're not going back to the moon? Because, how to say this? I'm not convinced we ever went in the first place. I have no doubt that we've put astronauts in orbit and that we have, they've been in the International Space Station, whatever. That's no problem. You can orbit the Earth for a while, even for months, and then, you know, you come back down out of orbit. But landing people on the moon and then bouncing around the moon to pick up moon rocks and stuff and driving around with your little moon dune buggy and then getting back on the lunar module and blasting back off into moon orbit while you leave the cameraman behind, that is a very different mission than just flying around the backside of the moon. So no, we're not going back to the moon. Even if we went the first time, we're still, or more than once, we're still not going back to the moon by flying around the back of the moon. Those are not the same thing. And you would think that that would be obvious to people. But no one's got any brains left anymore. Here's another example, not to do with space travel, but Trump is now saying that he has achieved regime change in Iran, which was one of his goals. So early on, Trump said, you know, we're going to achieve regime change, and, you know, we're going to kill off all the leaders there, which by itself is a war crime, by the way. And then we're going to encourage all the people to rise up and overthrow their leadership, and then they're going to make me their supreme leader. Trump actually said that at one point. And he also said specifically that Iran, can only have a new leader in place if I approve of them. So the whole point of, quote, regime change is to topple the current regime in power and then replace that regime with a new puppet government that answers to Trump. That's what Trump meant by regime change. Well, now he says we've achieved regime change because we killed the top leaders and Iran now has new leaders, and that's a change. So therefore, that is regime change and we've won. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Somehow the Trump MAGAtards, who clearly are just low IQ morons at this point, whoever's left, they think that's regime change. You know, they're like, well, they changed the regime. That's not what Trump meant by regime change. What Trump meant was install a puppet regime that we control, that is friendly to the U.S. and will follow orders, like we did in Iraq, right? Or like we did in Ukraine in 2014. That's what's meant by regime change. Not just, oh, they changed the leaders, and now we're going to call that a victory. For some reason, people believe that. They think that that is regime change. Now, I understand we've had dumb people for a long time. I mean, we've had on the left-wing side of things, we have a lot of Democrats who think that a man can become a woman. And that is one of the dumbest things that has ever been widely pushed and believed. And, you know, we have doctors and surgeons who think that they can change a boy to a girl with the help of a scalpel. It's just, I mean, that's not just dumb, that's demonic. But But yeah, there's a level of idiocy in that that's just off the charts insane. But I saw Glenn Beck recently, who's also one of the dumbest people alive, in my view, saying on social media, well, we have to go in and, you know, get the nuclear weapons material, get that from Iran, because they have illegal weapons program. Israel has illegal nuclear weapons. They're blatantly illegal. They violate U.S. law to provide such weapons to a nation that engages in war crimes. That's actually codified under U.S. law. So if you're going to go in and take illegal weapons away from anybody, you should conduct a military raid on Israel. But Glenn Beck, being dumber than tree bark, will never say such a thing. He's just, that guy's not too bright. And then, by the way, Marco Rubio came out and he said that the Strait of Hormuz has to be allowed to open back up because he says, quote, anything Iran does to impede commercial traffic is illegal. And for all these countries that love to talk about international law, he says, it is a violation of international maritime law to impede the free flow of travel. Meanwhile, the U.S. is bombing speedboats off the shores of Venezuela, right? The U.S. is actually conducting piracy on the high seas by seizing oil tankers. And on top of that, if the U.S. controlled the Strait of Hormuz, you can absolutely bet that the U.S. would restrict ships to only its allies. In the same way that the U.S. violates international law by issuing sanctions against countries and sanctions against oil. And then they say, well, that oil is sanctioned and therefore we can steal it. Or the same way the U.S. starts a war in order to pillage the oil out of a country, whether it's, you know, Iraq or Iran or Venezuela for that matter, or Russia, there was an attempt there. So for Marco Rubio to be citing international law is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard, given that he routinely advocates violating that law, or various laws, I should say, not just maritime laws, but, you know, U.S. law, as well as treaties that have been ratified by the U.S. Senate. You know, if anybody's violating laws, it's the U.S. And speaking of the Strait of Hormuz, I've also seen a few people who found some animated map of the Strait of Hormuz, and they saw there's half a dozen small ships that were allowed to pass through the strait by Iran. And then they get all excited. Oh my God, it's open. It's open again. It's open. And they say, see, we won. Trump, he kept his promise. It's like, what do you say? What do you say to these people? They're just, you know, too dumb to calculate reality. The only ships that are currently passing through the Strait of Hormuz are doing so with the permission of Iran. And many of those ships are not oil tankers. They are other kinds of ships that some of them belong to Iran, by the way. Some of them belong to Iran's allies, or they're flagged for, you know, Pakistan, let's say. Or they paid in Chinese yuan, and so they're allowed to pass. And there are ships that are on the way to China, or ships that are on the way to India, or something, you know, through a deal that Iran has allowed. No ships are passing through the Strait of Hormuz without Iran's permission. And remember that normally there would be 100, sometimes 120 ships a day that would pass through the strait. Nothing on that scale is happening. There's single digits numbers of ships passing through the strait only with Iran's permission. So, of course, the Strait of Hormuz is not, quote, opened. It is controlled. It's controlled by Iran. But again, there are so many just incredibly vaccine damaged, dumbed down, brain dead, lower brainstem reptilian humans walking around that they think, oh, it's open, you know. Dude, how did you figure out which side of the toilet paper to use today? You know, how did you remember to tie your shoes? You know, how are these people that dumb? That's my question. And I'm serious about this question. I've never seen people dumber. I mean, even the transgenderism wasn't this dumb. And that was pretty dumb. They put tampons in men's restrooms and things like that. That was pretty dumb. And no offense to those who are, I'm not using the word dumb in a medical context here. I'm using it to mean stupid, so no, I'm not trying to offend those who are unable to speak, so apologies if that's the case. But I'm referring to people who are extremely retarded. So yeah, I'll just shift this to the word retarded, which is probably somehow more offensive. Then we've got examples of just raw stupidity that are almost too insane to believe. So, for example, Kristi Noem. I forgot her exact... Is she Homeland Security? Is that what she is? Kristi Noem, former governor of... What was it? One of the Dakotas. Sorry, I don't recall her past state occupancy. But anyway, it turns out, it just came out that her husband has been living a double life of a tranny. Apparently, he has been on... He's been doing some kind of video chats with other freaks and perverts where he would dress up like women and he would inflate balloons and put them up his shirt to be like large women's breasts, where you tie off the balloon. He was trying to position that to be the nipples, but they were all twisted up and everything. It's like, that's a disfigured tranny, you know? I mean, oh my God. And that all came out, and then Kristi Noem is acting shocked, just so shocked that this came out, and she said her family has been blindsided by this revelation that her husband has been leading this double life. Apparently some of this came out from the leaked emails of Kash Patel, whose email account was hacked. Okay, so yeah, it gets levels of insane here. But what's stupid is that people believe that she didn't know. Are you kidding me? And anybody who believes that is pretty stupid. But also, there's a lot of stupid people who believe anything Trump says. So when Trump says, oh, we're negotiating with Iran and they've agreed to almost everything, people are like celebrating. Yay! Trump is such a leader. He's such a winner. And the markets go up. And it's like, people, your only source for that claim is Trump himself, who is a known pathological liar. Why would you believe anything he says, especially when it's in his interest to say that, and he and the people around him are obviously working to manipulate the markets, right? So Trump is having imaginary negotiations with people that don't exist, and then half of America believes that's happening, and they believe they're winning because Trump says so. That is just retarded. And that's a level of cognitive retardation that is just off the charts insane. And millions of Americans are falling for it. Just like when Trump said, well, we achieve regime change, they changed their regime. People are like, yeah, yeah, we did. Again, how dumb can you be? Now Trump is saying that my mission was to prevent Iran from possessing a nuclear weapon, and I succeeded in that mission, he now says. That's his new thing. But that's what he said last summer. He said, we've destroyed their ability to create nuclear weapons. It's completely destroyed for years. Well, that didn't last long, you know, until Israel came along and said, oh, you have to attack them again. So now Trump is doing the same thing he did last June and saying, now we've destroyed their nuclear weapons and now we can declare victory and walk away. And the Strait of Hormuz is still closed, still under the control of Iran. And actually what the U.S. did is they flew some 2,000-pound bombs over some buildings in Iran, and they dropped the 2,000-pound bombs to make a giant big fireball explosion that didn't damage anything underground. And then they claimed that we destroyed all of Iran's weapons, like as if they were all in one spot, you know? And again, a lot of Americans, probably the vaccine-damaged idiots that trusted Trump on Operation Warp Speed, they're like, yeah, we destroyed their entire weapons depot, mission accomplished, we're the winners, man. And they will believe that. While Iran keeps launching missiles against Israel, you know, every week. But people will believe it because they, for some reason, they're just dumb enough to trust Trump. And you really have to be retarded to believe anything that Trump says at this point. But hey, if Trump is going to declare, you know, declare victory and walk away, then okay, great. I can live with that because I want de-escalation. But have no illusions, none of the U.S. military, you know, goals were achieved in this at all. So what we're really seeing is the mass mental retardation of the American people. And maybe it's not a new thing. Again, people were dumb under Biden and they were stupid under Obama and they were just as dumb under George W. Bush, who was also retarded. I mean, we've had a long history here of dumb presidents and retarded voters, but it seems like it's reaching peak retard at the moment, actually. I've never seen people more retarded than they are right now, just completely, I mean, snorting hopium like it was baking soda or something. I don't know, do people snort baking soda? That sounds painful. Or like it was cocaine, I guess. Snorting hopium so much, like telling themselves, this is all part of Trump's, you know, 75D plan. First, we're going to pretend to lose, and then we're going to convince Iran that they've won, and then we're going to flip it around to where we win and they lose. Yeah, you know, and that's their whole logic. It's like, that doesn't even make any sense. You're just telling stories. Like, nothing you said is possible. But they don't care. It's just whatever gets them high on their own supply. That's where they are. They're just, I don't know if it's just people that have lost their souls. They've lost their way. Maybe they lost their job. They lost their mission in life. And all they can cling to is the cult of Trump. And whatever Trump says, like, one day Trump says, we're going to control the Strait of Hormuz. And they're like, yeah, we're going to control the Strait. And the next day Trump's like, we don't need to control the Strait of Hormuz. And the same people are like, yeah, we don't need to control it. We're winners anyway. You know, it's like, you just contradicted yourself. So we're still winning. You know, it's like, what do they say? Don't waste your time teaching a pigeon to play chess because you'll just annoy the pigeon and it will shit all over the chessboard. That's Trump with his voter base. Trump's the pigeon. He's not playing chess. He's not playing checkers. He's just an idiot at this point. And he's shitting all over the world and America and MAGA and all his voters. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care about anything but himself. And if you believe anything that Trump says, then you're the idiot more than him. You're the stupid one, and you need to recalibrate. And of course, I'm not talking to you listening to this because I don't think I have any listeners who still believe what Trump says, because I, you know, I have intelligent listeners, right? But I'm saying, you know, the theoretical you out there, if you still believe Trump, you need to recalibrate your intelligence because you're just being misled and you know, probably vaccine damaged along with all that. As Daniel Davis said, quote, President Trump has been making completely contradictory policy statements, changing objectives and adjusting standards for either destroying Iran or negotiating with them or walking away and leaving a mess for Europe or our allies in the region. No one knows for sure what his position is on this war. And he goes on and he says, everybody in the world has to wonder what's coming next, including our own troops in the region. That's how empires fall, when nobody knows what the declining power is doing, and allies and adversaries alike are left to guess and take action based on their best estimate, which may be bad for us. So, yeah, even, you know, Daniel Davis, Colonel Daniel Davis, who's the host of the popular show Deep Dive, who previously supported Trump, like many of us did, you know, years ago or before all this, even Daniel Davis is saying, you know, Trump's lost his mind. Just completely lost his mind. Alex Jones is saying it now, too. And that's where we are. So the question is, how dumb can people get? How dumb can people get? And back to the rocket, the Artemis rocket, you know, one of the questions is, why, if you're just going to fly people around the moon, why do you need four of them? Why? What's the purpose of four astronauts? To sit in a rocket and take a rocket ride around the moon and not ever get out of the capsule? What's the point of that? There is no point. We've already done that, you know, allegedly. We did it decades ago. We did it 50 years ago. So what's the point of this? There is no point. It's just, oh, you're going to look out the window, if there even is a window. What are you going to do? You're going to test if the toilets work on the rocket ship better than the toilets on the USS Gerald Ford, because those toilets don't work. You can't even say they suck, because they don't suck. That the suction mechanism is broken. But I guess NASA is going to answer the most important question of all. Can American astronauts shit in space? If so, it'll be called a mission success, even if they shit themselves. Like, that's probably where we are. It's like, it's a total success. Zero gravity defecation. Yeah, we're America. You know, that's what it's going to be. We flew around the moon. We shat on the dark side of the moon. And all the Trump supporters would clap. Oh, yeah, this is so awesome. We're such winners. Look at our advancements. We're leading the world in shit technology. And I don't know about you, but if I got launched into space for this whole trip, which apparently is going to be several days, wouldn't you want to get out and take a look around at some point? How do you know you even went around the moon if you can't see? And if you don't get to step out, you can't see anything? Like, I've just been in this capsule, just been shaking violently for 3 days. I don't know. I couldn't even shit because I was so nauseated. How do the astronauts even know they're going to the far side of the moon, right? They're just along for the ride, and it could be a simulator. Who knows? I don't trust anything coming out of NASA. So bottom line is, you know, watch out for really stupid people. Because they're everywhere. They're everywhere. But at the same time, fortunately, Trump is actually waking up a few people who are coming to their senses, like they're snapping to attention, like, whoa, what the heck, man? He's been lying to us this entire time. And I'm very happy to see those people. And there are more and more of those people. You know, sometimes it takes a while to break out of your slumber and realize we've been lied to. And Trump did not put America first. And food prices are not getting more affordable. And the fuel prices are not going down. Everything's getting more expensive and worse. And the lies are growing more extravagant and outrageous. When you realize what's actually happening, when you face reality, then you have hope of doing something about it. The people who are the worst off are those who are still mesmerized by the spell, the sorcery of Trump. And there's still a lot of those people. But, you know, you can do your part and help snap those people out of it. Show them, you know, reality. Say, hey, look, the Strait of Hormuz is still closed. Look, the energy is not flowing out of the Persian Gulf. So what do you think that means for the world? And I was shocked to learn over the last few weeks that people don't know where fertilizer comes from. They don't know where natural gas comes from. They don't know where helium comes from. And as a result, they're just shocked when this war over there affects them and their food prices over here. It's like, what, did you think this was all disconnected? Did you think that, like, we're in a separate world or something? How do you not know where our world's energy comes from? But apparently people don't know. They literally don't know. It's unbelievable. But I guess everybody's getting an education, you know, the hard way right now. So we'll see where it goes. All right, thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can catch more of my broadcasts at brightvideos.com. If you want to get prepared with more food and supplies for the whatever end-of-the-world scenarios they're cooking up right now, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And if you want to follow my articles, they're at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Rangers Store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries especially. Again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.